Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Top of the day to you, and I welcome each and every one of you all to another prophetic experience, time of prayer. I am prophet and teacher Laron Matthews, overseer of a phenomenal dynamic conference line, Blog Talk, Facebook Live, and Two Power Pack Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you from around the world, and we thank God for you all joining us on today. This is an awesome time and a great season, not just speaking it by word, but claiming it by the covenant and the commitment that God made through his word from the beginning of Genesis all the way to the exiting out of Exodus and the other 14 books that we had not even been connected to King James Version of the Bible in the 74, from the 47 scholars that was part of it. Exodus, read 23 and verse number 24. Thou shalt not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor after their works, but thou shalt utterly overthrow them and quit, break down their images. Verse 25, and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young nor barren in the land, and the number of thy days I will fulfill. I will send my fear before thee, and I will destroy all the people whom thou hast come, and I will make thine enemy turn back to thee. This is a powerful time. God is doing some supernatural miracles. And today, I'm believing God that he is going to move over many of you throughout the land. This is a time for the men and women of God to rise in this dispensation and totally trust God for miracles, signs, and wonders. We're going to be praying today for one of my great friends and pastor, his daughter, Janet. We're believing God for my good friend, Bishop Gary Wheeler's daughter. I want us to pray and believe God for her. She's in a 911 situation, and there are many people that are in the same 911 situation, and we're believing God for them, for their family, to their nation. As the dispensation that we in brings many of us into the greater of the Lord, we have to walk with all full power and authority in the faith. Faith is a powerful tool, and we need it now. And the believer must walk in it. Not from the place of talking about it, but walking in faith. Faith is a powerful in the mind, in the action, in the heart, and the belief that comes from God through his son. So as we prepare to go into prayer, we're going in with the authority that God has given us. He even mentioned it in his word when he spoke about it in Ephesians chapter number 4, or chapter 5, I believe it is, I think it's 6. And we talked about coming boldly before the throne of grace. We have to be bold with our prayer and our prayer life. God is looking for bold people who will go in and stand totally on the word of God, unadulterated word of God, to believe and know that his word and his will are going to come to pass, no matter what it looks like, how strange it gets. Instrument and the tool, we need to defeat and destroy the works of the enemy and its plan. We know that the word of God says in Ephesians 6:10, Paul wrote this, and he said, finally, my brethren, that includes all of us, we must be strong in God and in the power of his might. We have to put on the whole armor of God. We may be able to stand against the wild of the devil. But we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against a principality, against power, against ruler of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. He said, now, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girded about with what? Truth. Having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet connectedly shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all things, taking on the shield of faith, wherewith you may be able to quench, or ye may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take on that helmet of salvation. We need the salvation. And the sword of the Spirit, because in the spirit world, you must know how to fight with the sword of the word, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for who? All the saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, for all of us, that we may open our mouth boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel, the mysteries of the gospel, the secrets in the Christology of the word of God, for which I am ambassador in by, then I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Thanks to God. Time to pray. Let's believe God today. Our intercessors, our prayer warriors, our ministry gift, whoever, whatever position you are taking in this dispensation, hour, and season, we're going to believe God. And we're standing in the gap with Sister Janice today and believing God that the word of the Lord God will reach her in the hospital in Florida, and there will be a major turnaround in her immune system. There's some of you need God to do something in your body and for your body. And we believe that there's a powerful sound that can change the organs in trouble in the body. The enemy want to create dis-ease and disease to try to stop us. But the word of God said in the book of Psalms 90 in verse number 11, there shall no plague come nigh thy or our or they or nigh our dwelling place. We have to believe and know that God's word is what he says it is. And I stand on the word of God. We're going to pray for our young people, our youth, our young adults, our little babies, our suckling. There is an all-points bulletin in the earth realm that's trafficking our children through the information highway of the world, whether it's social media, YouTube, Instagram, through all of those media, TikTok, little signs that come through other media. The enemy is trying to do its best through people, family members, loved ones, school system, to try to pervert and pollute our babies and deviate them from the course of the word of God. And even our parents, We have to stand on the word of God. The Bible said, we bend the sap, we spoil the child. We have to be able to train them up in the way that they should go so that when they get old, they won't depart from it. We as parents and family members, loved ones, we have the key. The African proverbs talked about, it takes a village to raise a child. Hillary Clinton shouldn't have wrote the book, It Take a Village. She doesn't even care about the village of us, period. We are the village, and it takes all of us to come together and build our community. I'm not talking about a race issue. I'm talking about a reality that's in races. We have to be able to stand on the word of God and build and believe. So as we go into prayer today, we're breaking every demonic principality, ancient spirit, ancient of days, demonic forces, witchcraft, sponsor spirit, voodoo heckling in the spirit realm, CIA monitoring spirits, and the list goes on with those agents that are around the world trying to incite events in your thoughts, your mind, through media, through teleporting, which is television, communicational systems in the world, 1G, 2G, 3G, 4G, 5G, and skipping all the rest, now they're in 9G. Through all of the systems, we have to pray today, thanks and believe God. Faith coming by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God. Use the word of God. That's your tool, that's your instrument, and that's what we need to defeat this wicked device and wicked spirit in high places. Your battle is not your siblings. It's not your family member. It's not X-Men, X-Women. It's not human life. It's a spiritual being that's ruling and dominating in realms as they did in the book of Daniel, chapter number 10, when he had to deal with the prince of Persia. You have to find out whatever this prince is in the earth realm, and not King Charles, who went from a prince to a king and became sovereign king over the world. Not that. We're talking about ruling and reigning over the sovereignty of God, who have all power in his hand. He is Yah and Elohim. He is Abba. He's Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Tiskanu, Jehovah Maccadish, El Eliyah. We have to call on him, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Gabor. We have to know who he is in our walk so we can use the presence and the power of his name to move over demonic forces in the earth realm. People of God, I thank God for conferences. I thank God for preaching. I thank God for all of the mighty opportunities that we can go and learn. But we have to open up our mind to allow the Spirit of the Lord God to introduce us to our pineal gland, to introduce us to our cellular system, introduce us to the anatomy of the academy of our body, so that we can tap into the secret things that for which God has given us in the cerebellum, the cerebellum, the mind, the body, and soul. That's why Isaiah 26 and 10, say, I will keep him in perfect peace who what? Mind is stayed on me. We have to move past the word of God that comes from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 4, verse number 3, where it says, if our gospel be hid, it is hid from them. It is hid to them who serve what? The God of this world, or the God of this world have blinded their mind, at least the glorious gospel of the word of God. We have to bring the word of God to the people so that we can bring them into godly conviction, not condemnation, so that they can know how to make the right decision and right choices. And we got to move beyond all of these people who are dealing with offense, deep offense, any offenses. Get them off of the fence. You have to understand the power of the project of God, not the reject of your thoughts, so you can flow and operate in the things for which God has called you to do in this season of your life. We're walking, breathing, and being in the power of prayer. Paul was a written epistle. You have to be the written epistle in the earth realm right now. The word of God also says, if your eye be what? Single eye, then the light of God. If your eye be evil, then the darkness. You have to have the eye to see God for who he is. Oneness with him. Hamathuzmadan is a critical time for the people to walk in unanimous power in God. Do you want him? He is available to you. Not the external, but the internal. Because in the internal, it's an enemy that's dealing with eternity. Stop fighting eternity by letting enemy bring outside things into a powerful place. We're getting ready to believe God right now for his power, his authority, and his presence. We're getting ready to pray and stand on the word of God. Make the word of God affect all that you do. We are the men and women of the Lord, of the Most High, of Abba, of Yahweh, who are the dominating factors in the earth realm. We have an all-points bulletin in the earth realm that demonic powers, demonic forces will not be able to overrule the power of God. When he said, I am that I am, he meant we are in him and we are connected to him and we are part of him and we are the sound of him as a representative of the light that moves at 600,000 of an instant of a second and the sound of God, 300,000 of an instant of a second. Let your light so shine that men may see your great work. Open your mouth and proclaim your victory today. He will do it for you if you only trust in him and lean not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him. And he will do what? Direct your path, and he will open up the pathway for you. We're getting ready to go into prayer. God bless you is my prayer today. Let's stand on the word of God and bleed for my brother, my friend, and the Lord, his daughter today. We need the men and women of God to stand tall to believe God. Let's get ready to go into prayer right now. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Bless you on today, Pastor.
God bless you, woman of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm blown away. The very scripture that God gave me, you have read, so I will read it from a different version. That was amazing that we are in alignment with what the man of God is saying. Stand firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be in alignment with the man of God on today, to be in order with the man of God today, to walk in the truth, hallelujah, that you have given him, Father God, for you are showing us as well. We appreciate all that you're doing in our lives, all you have yet to do in our lives, Father. We ask you to bless us and keep us and protect us through these perilous times. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for what you have for us in this day, how we're moving through every situation, Father God. Hallelujah, how we're moving through everything. We rebuke all enemies that would stand at the gates and try to stop, hallelujah, for all salvation, all healing to come in. We lift up a sound to out for the man of God, hallelujah, and his daughter, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Janica, we blow a sound into your ear right there in the hospital now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the wind of healing go throughout her body in this urgent call in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Glory out of the Bashundarashundaravasiki. Bless your name. In Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, we thank you as we go forward in the power and your might. In Jesus' name. Next intercessor, I'm released.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, we come to holler his name today. We come to lift him up today. We come to magnify his name today because he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's our bright and morning star in a dark situation. Oh, we stop by to say thank you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Oh, we thank you, Father, that you're meeting our daily needs on today. In the name of Jesus, can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. All power is in your hands. All wonder-working power moving in this hour. May you be glorified. Have your way today, Lord. Heal, deliver, and set free today, Father God. Go to the hospitals today, God, from room to room, floor to floor, and create miracle signs and wonders. We say thank you, Dr. Jesus, the great physician, the CEO of the doctors, the CEO of the universe. Have your way today, God. Oh, we stop by to say thank you. Lift up our prophet, our pastor, our teacher, our friend up to you, LaRon Matthews, Father God. Continue to pour back into him as he pour out to your people all over the land. Have your way in his life. Build his body up in the name of Jesus. And we bind up any attack of the enemy against his body right now. We send it to the dry place. In Jesus' precious name, we lift up the whole entire Matthew family, Father God. Keep your arms around them. Keep them in your keeping care. And we say thank you. We lift up Elder Hunter's family to you, Father God. In the midst of their bereavement, Father, we ask you to touch them right now, individually and collectively right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Open up every door for them that can no man close. Close doors that can no man open in the name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory because you the great I am that I am. Whatever we need you for, you're right there. We lift up Deacon Sanchez family to you today, Father. We ask you to cover and keep them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And a special prayer go up for his daughter that was in an accident on her job, Father God. We ask for the Spirit of the Living God to penetrate her body, to drive out that pain out of her body, heal and redeem and repair her body in the mighty name of Jesus, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, God. Have your way in her life today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father. We thank you that no weapon formed against none of your children shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned in the name of Jesus. And we will continue to look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help, our strength, our peace, our joy comes from you. And we say thank you. Oh, we bless your name today, Father. I lift up Team Texas to you today, Father God. Cover and keep them in the name of Jesus. Supply all their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, we bless your name today for Team Texas, Father God. We say thank you. We thank you for resurrection. Hallelujah. Resurrection power moving in this hour. Oh, we bless your name today, Father God. Oh, we just say thank you. We lift up all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren to you today. Be a fence around them. Keep them in your keeping care. We lift our neighborhoods up to you, Father. From the east to west, the north to south, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name. We thank you, Father God. Oh, we bless your holy name today, Lord. Stop by the penitentiaries on today, Lord God. Stop by the county jails today, God. Go from cell to cell on today, Father God. Heal and deliver and set them free in their mind, body, soul, and spirit. Oh, we come to say thank you. And according to Mark 11, you say, speak to the mountains. We speak to depression, oppression, rejection. We speak to those mountains and get them to the dry place right now in the name of Jesus. Hypertension, we send you to the dry place right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Diabetes, you got to defeat, heal and increase. Arthritis, Arthur, you got to go. In the name of Jesus, these vessels are private property and you are trespassing. And we kick you out in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father. We thank you today, Father God. Hallelujah for being our Father. We just bless your name, Father God. We lift up the police department, Father God, and their families to you today. Have your way, Lord God. Heal and set free in those families, God. The firefighters and their families, Father God. We lift them all up to you today in every city, every state throughout the nation, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. We thank you that your right hand is holding us all power in your hands, God. Have your way today, Father God. Oh, we give you the praise and we give you the glory, Lord God. We say thank you for our brothers, our sisters, our cousins, our relatives, our aunts, our uncles, our nieces, our nephews. We thank you for our family members. And anyone in our family is not saved, Father God, this is a great opportunity for salvation to come forth. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift up Mother Sydney and her entire family to you today, Father God. Cover and keep them, Lord God. Heal and deliver in her family, Father God. And we say thank you. We lift up Rita and her entire family to you today, Father God. Continue to keep them close to you, Lord God. Keep them in your keeping care. Keep them from seen and unseen danger, seen and unseen accidents, Father God. Dispatch their angels according to your promises, Lord God. You say you've given your charge over us. So release their angels right now, Lord God, of protection, of peace, of healing. In the name of Jesus, have your way today, God. Because it's not about me, it's all about you. But it's about me doing your will and your way. So I ask you to have your way, your will be done, not mine. In Jesus' precious, wonderful name, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you, we need you, we're nothing without you. Have your way.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name. God, we bless you. God, we honor you and we glorify you on today, oh God.
God, we just come before you. We can't hear you, woman of God.
Glory
we can't
God.
Hear you.
We
We can't hear you. We can't hear you. We got to be able to hear you today. We can't hear you. Hallelujah.
Put it on speaker. I'm putting it on speaker to see if it's better.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let me try speaker.
Yeah, try that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let me try and your camera. Father, and we just thank you, God. Is it better?
Amen. Great.
Okay, I'll use speaker then. I normally don't use speaker. So, Father, and we just thank you. We just bind the enemy on every side unto thee, O God. You know the enemy come to kill, steal, and destroy. But God, your word is going forth unto thee. And so, Father God, we just come to honor you. We just come to glorify you. We just come to glorify and magnify your name unto thee, O God. O God, we will surrender our everything unto you unto thee, O God. Because, God, we know that you can do exceeding and abundantly above all that we ask and all that we desire, O God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your faithfulness towards your people, O God. God, we thank you for your goodness towards your people, O God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, O God, for your goodness towards your sons and your daughters, O God, on today, in the name of Jesus. God, with you, we can do all things. But without you, God, we can do nothing. And so, God, we thank you. We thank you, God, for being our helper on today, O God. We thank you, O God, for being our everything on today, O God. God, we thank you for being so kind to us, O God. We thank you for being patient with us on today, O God. God, we thank you. Lord God, I bring our children before you, O God. Lord Jesus, ask that you cover them on today, O God. Lord Jesus, you send your word, O God. And Lord Jesus, I pray on today that no weapon formed against our children will prosper on today, O God. God, I thank you, God, that you are prospering them. God, I pray, God, that you hide them in your pavilion on today, O God, from the prince of darkness on today, O God. God, I just thank you, God. Lord, help them to walk in your presence on today, O God. Lord, God, I pray on today, O God, that you govern their going out and their coming in on today, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, raise up that standard even now, O God, that when the enemy come against them, O God, they will know, God, to take shelter in you, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, help us, O God, to press towards the mark of a high calling in you, Christ, O Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, help your sons and daughters, O God, to press, God, because, O God, in the pressing, O God, that's where we will get the blessing, O God. So, God, as we are continue, O God, let us pray, O God, until something happens, O God. God, we won't give up, O God, even when the enemy comes to fight us, O God. Help us not to give up, O God. Help us, O God, that, Lord God, we will pray until there's a break in the spirit, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, you said, O God, that with prayer and supplication, O God, we should let our requests be made known unto you, O God. And so we thank you, O God, that we are conquerors on today, O God. Lord, help us to endure, O God, to the end, O God. I pray on today, O God, that you'll ignite the fire in us on today, O God, so we can soar in the things of you even the more, O God. So bursting can come forth, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, send a fresh wind on today towards your people, for your people, O God. And so, God, I thank you, O God. I thank you for the time of refreshing, O God. I thank you for God, your God, in the good times and your God in the bad times, O God. I thank you that you sit high and you look low, O God. I thank you for your mercy on today, O God. I thank you for your grace, O God. I thank you for the mercy that you have towards us, O God. Lord Jesus, it's because of your grace and your mercy, O God, we are not consumed on today, O God. And so, God, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, O God. I thank you for, Lord God, you are God of the possibility, O God. I thank you, O God, that when things seem impossible, O God, you birth the possibility, O God. And so, God, I thank you unto today for that, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you, Jesus, when people say no, oh, God, or what situation say no, oh, God. When you say yes, oh, God, that's what stands, oh, God. And so, God, I just thank you. We are so grateful, oh, God, that there's no limit in you, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, that weeping may endure for a night, oh, God, but joy comes in the morning. And we thank you, God, for now is the joy. Now is the morning, oh, God. Right now is morning, oh, God. And so, God, we just thank you. We thank you, God, on behalf of your sons and daughters, oh, God. Oh, God, I thank you, Jesus, for your outstretched hands, oh, God, that you're always reaching out unto us, oh, God. And so, God, we thank you for that, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, that when we go through, oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, that you bring change, oh, God. Oh, God, that everything is subject to change, oh, God. Lord, right now, oh, God, I lift up my prophet before you, oh, God. Prophet Matthew before you, oh, God. Father God, I thank you, God, that, Lord God, the open door that you've set before him, oh, God, that no man can close, oh, God. I thank you that you are protecting that open door, oh, God. I thank you, God, that you are sheltering him, oh, God, from the snare of the enemy, oh, God. I thank you, oh, God, for allowing him to walk in humility, oh, God. I thank you, Jesus, for the overflow, oh, God, that you have on his family and in his life and in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, God, I just bless your name on today, oh, God. Lord God, I pray for breakthrough. I pray, God, that you will look upon your people on today, oh, God. Each and every voice, oh, God, and every person on this line, oh, God, that is listening, oh, God, I pray for breakthrough, God. I pray, oh, God, that you will destroy every yoke, oh, God, even now, oh, God. Destroy every yoke, oh, God. Oh, God, I pray on today, oh, God, that you wrap your arms around your people right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, oh, God. But, God, we are so grateful, oh, God, that you give us the abundance of life on today, oh, God. Oh, God, help your sons and daughters to stand the course, oh, God, not to give up, not to get weary, oh, God. Oh, God, help us to mount up with wings as eagles, oh, God. Oh, God, that we will run and not be weary, oh, God, that we will walk and not faint, oh, God, because, God, your watch carries over us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray today, oh, God, that you break and you nullify, oh, God, the mindset of your people, oh, God. Oh, God, that is not of you, oh, God, that we will walk in oneness according to your will, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for encouraging your sons and daughters, oh, God, that when we go through tribulations, oh, God, when we go through the valley, oh, God, when we go through, oh, hard times, bad times, oh, God, Lord God, we thank you, God, that your word, you send your word that will encourage us, oh, God, to be of good cheer. Oh, God, let us be of good cheer on today, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord God, because we are overcomer on today, oh, God. God, I thank you for the victory on today, oh, God, because we are victorious, oh, God, and we are overcomers, oh, God. Oh, God, I thank you, oh, God. Oh, God, for the deep calling unto deep, oh, God. Oh, God, we are calling out unto you, God. Lord God, we want to move from you on today, oh, God, right now, a right now move, oh, God. Father God, I pray for our children again, oh, God. I ask, oh, God, that you continue to protect them, oh, God. I pray, oh, God, that you speak into their conscious and their subconsciousness, oh, God. I pray, God, that you let them be aware, oh, God, of their surroundings, oh, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, for every ministerial gift on today, oh, God. I pray, God, for everyone under the sound of my voice, oh, God, that, Lord God, whatever petition they have before you, oh, God, on today, oh, God, that, Lord Jesus, that you will hear and answer, oh, God, because God will arise and the enemy will be scattered on today, oh, God. Help us, oh, God, to overcome the evil, oh, God, every evil, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray, oh, God, Lord Jesus, for the homeless on today, oh, God. God, I thank you, God, for you provide for the birds for the beasts, oh God. And so, God, for the fishes, oh God, you provide for them, oh God. And so, God, I know, God, that you have made ways in the wilderness for your people, oh God, and I thank you, oh God. God, I pray unto thee, oh God, that, Lord God, you return the captivity of your people unto thee, oh God. Lord, help us not to get weary again, oh God. Help us, Jesus, not to faint, oh God. Oh God, help us, Lord, to be encouraged, oh God. Help us to pursue the things of you, oh God. Help us to be confident in you, oh God. To have confidence in you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, Lord God, that, Lord God, you're concerned about the things that concern us, oh God. And so, God, we just bless your name on today, oh God. God, we just thank you, oh God. For Father God, as the deer panted after the water, God, so your people are panting after you. So we panted after you, oh God. Oh God, for the healing, for healing on today, oh God. I thank you, God, that healing is available to your people on today, oh God. I thank you, God, that you send your word and you heal, oh God. Oh God, you send your word and you heal, God. God, you heal the lepers, oh God. You heal the centurion servants, oh God. God, you heal the woman with the issue of blood, oh God. Oh God, you heal the man with the withered arms, oh God. Oh God, you bring sight to the blind. You heal the deaf, oh God. Oh, God, you heal many incurable diseases, oh, God. You are the same God that healed many years ago, oh, God. You are the same God that, Lord God, that is healing on today, oh, God. Because healing is available. It's still available unto your people, oh, God. Oh, God, we just thank you, oh, God. And so, Father, we just thank you for miracles on today, oh, God. And, Father God, as we lift up, oh God, Janet before you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I pray, God, for a supernatural miracle, oh God. Father God, you know where she stands in the hospital room, oh God. God, you know, oh God, you know what she's in need of, oh God. And Lord Jesus, as you healed back then many years ago, God, you are the same God, oh God, that work miracles, oh God. Because you said, oh God, we have to make our petitions be made known unto you, oh God. And so as we come to you, oh God, with this request, oh God, I pray unto thee, oh God, that you move expeditiously, oh God, even now, oh God, on her situation, oh God. Oh God, I know that she's not the only one in the hospital now, oh God. But God, this is a 911 call. And Lord God, I pray, oh God, of another 911, oh God, even for my cousin Ventures, oh God. Oh God, who's in need right now, oh God. Touch the kidney, oh God, in a special way, oh God. Another 911 call, oh God. Because healing is available, oh God. Oh God, touch, oh God, you send your word, oh God. Oh God, you watch over your word to perform it, oh God. Because you are the I am that I am that I am, oh God. And so, God, I know, God, you watch your word to perform it, oh God. And you're perfecting your word, oh God, hallelujah. I thank you for the healing even now, Elebeche. La mama mande de basha katalaba. I thank you for the healing even in my body, even now, God. I put value before you even now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Asking for a healing touch even now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I put Anita before you, oh God. I put Maureen before you, oh God. I put Alpha, I put Sheila before you, oh God. They need miracle, oh God. And for those who need miracle, oh God, even now, the 911, oh God, the healing that you say is available, oh God. Touch like never before, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, you're God of the past, your God, even now, oh God. Oh God, you're not on the cross anymore, oh God. You've come down, oh God, and oh God, you're still working miracle, oh God. I thank you, oh God. I thank you, oh God, because your word did not go undone, oh God. I thank you, oh God. Oh, thank you, oh Jesus. Oh God, I thank you. I bless your name, oh God. Let healing virtue roll, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let it flow, let it flow, Lord God, let it flow. You know what we are in need of, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, let your word be a hammer now, oh God, to break every yoke, oh no God, in the name of Jesus. To break every hard place, no God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let your word be that fire now, oh God, to burn us up to the very residue, oh God, in us, oh God, in your people who are seeking healing, oh God. Everything that the enemy come, oh God, to consume us, oh God. Oh God, let the fire, oh God, of God consume and burn us, everything in us that is not like you, oh God. Dissolve, oh God, every lump, oh God, in your people, oh God. Oh God, every tumor, oh God, every growth, oh God. Oh God, touch the immune system even now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, send your healing. Send a wave of healing now, oh God. So God, I know it's available, oh God. Oh God, I thank you. I thank you, oh God. I thank you for your healing virtue, oh God. I thank you, oh God. Bless your name, oh God. I thank you. For the now, oh God, that by your strength, oh God, we are healed. That's what you said in your word, oh God. Oh God, there's no searching of your understanding, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for the breakthrough. We ask for breakthrough, and we thank you for breakthrough. God, we thank you. We thank you now. We thank you. God, stay close, oh God. Oh God, stay close. Stay close to us, oh God. We need you, God. We need that closeness, oh God. Help us not to quit, oh God. Oh God, help us to stand, oh God, unmovable, oh God, in the things of you, oh God. Eba mama sata. Ede de boshe teleba. Healing is available even now. Even now, healing is available. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. I thank you for what you are doing right now, oh God. Because healing is right now. Right now, oh God. You know that speak, oh God. In the third line, oh God, every request, oh God, that your people have before you concerning healing, oh God, I pray, oh God, as I send your word, oh God, your word will not return to your void, oh God. We call upon you, oh God, because we have no other one to call upon, oh God. Your word said, oh God, that we should pray without ceasing, oh God. And as we come before your presence, oh God, we thank you because you are Jehovah Jireh, oh God, for who you are, oh God. We thank you because you are the bread of life. We thank you that we can draw substance from you, oh God. Let your healing virtue flow, God, flow. Even now, oh God, let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. I seal this prayer, oh God, with the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And Jesus, may my prayers come before you, oh God, as a sweet aroma, oh God. So the enemy won't partake of this prayer, oh God. I seal it in the name of Jesus. No, God, bless your people. Bless every intercessor, oh God. Bless each and every one listening on this live, oh God. And every petition, oh God, I pray, oh God, that you hear and you answer prayer, oh God. Because, Father God, I am looking in anticipation, oh God, for answers, oh God. I look to you, Father, now, oh God. I believe and I trust in you, oh God, Father, now. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father. We thank you, God. We bless you, God. We praise you, God. We lift you, God, on high today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we come thanking you, God, for the many blessings that you have poured upon our lives, Father God. We thank you, God, for the blessing of life and life more abundantly on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, we do just thank you, God, for each and every person under the sound of my voice on this line today, Father God. You know, Father God, glory, hallelujah, their concerns. And, oh, God, you know all about the terrorists, Father God, the needs, Father God, glory, hallelujah. You're concerned about those things that concern each of us, Father God. So, Father God, I want to lift up, Father God, each and every intercessor that prayed so far on today, Father God, and I pray the end to them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, the strength, oh, God, that they release, oh, God, the virtue that they release on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we will continue, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, to pour down a fresh and new anointing upon their lives. And, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, you've heard the prayer request, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. You heard that, oh, God, hallelujah, that 911, Father God. Oh, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Concerning Janice, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, Bishop Willard's daughter, Father God, and you know all about the situation, Father God, glory, hallelujah. So, Father God, we're praying right now that your healing balm be released upon our body, Father God, right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We're praying, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you bring her out like only you can, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Touch right now, Father God, please stop right here to the bottom of your feet, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, move over that immune system, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Bring your immune system up. Bring your blood levels up, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Move by your spirit right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and turn it around, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I decree and declare the victory for on this day, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I decree and declare, oh, God, a new report, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, because we're canceling the report of the enemy right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, because you told us in your word that healing is the children's bread. You told us over in your word, Father God, in Isaiah 53 and 5, that by his stripes they were healed. So we call her healed right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah. Oh God, give her a pair of peace, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, even as peace is being still in that body of hers, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we just thank you for victory, Father God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, even for the praises for it, Father God. We thank you, God, that you're just turning it around right now in this very moment in time, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God, for you are worthy, oh God, and you are able to do it, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, we give you the praise, oh God. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. For you doing it right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. All right now, healing. All right now, turnaround, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, like only you can do, Father God. And we just bless you, God, and we praise you, God. And Father God, we're praying for each and every person. Oh God, hallelujah, that is going through in their body on today, Father God. We're praying right now, oh God, that that healing balm begins to soothe them right now. Begin to heal them right now, Father God. Begin to touch them right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Begin to eradicate every circumstance, Father God. Everything out of alignment in the body, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Do it right now for your people, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, every malfunction, every dysfunction, oh, God, every disorder, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Everything, oh, God, that's not like you. Every bit of pain, Father God, catch it into the darkness right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, like only you can, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Father God, we're binding up cancers, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that every cancer cell is falling to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We're binding up, Father God, high blood pressure, Father God. We command that blood pressure to stabilize right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, we bind it up through the diabetes today. Father God, we speak to that pancreas, oh God. But we command that pancreas to pump its own insulin on today. Father God, even as you're stabilizing, Father God, those A1C levels, those blood sugar levels right now. Oh, God, glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, touch right now, oh, God, those kidneys, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Feel right now, Father God, like only you can, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I pray right now for the kidneys of functioning exactly how you designed it to function, Father God. And those in need of a kidney, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, whose name has been on the donor list, Father God. I pray right now that the phone rings, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and the guys on the other end, come get your kidney. Oh, my goodness, hallelujah. And I thank you, God, that the kidney shall be compatible, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we're giving you praise and we're giving you glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, we're praying, oh, God, even for that liver today. Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you are carrying it right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that corrosion of the liver, we send it to the dry place right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you for the fine healing taking place right now, oh, God. Hallelujah. And Father God, we pray right now, Father God, hallelujah, for you catching those lungs in that respiratory system right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, even as you're breathing your breath upon your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, that they shall breathe. I speak easy breathing over your people today. Oh, God, we're binding up bronchitis and, oh, God, we're binding up pneumonia. Oh, God, we're binding up asthma today. Father God, we send it back to the dry place, oh, God. And we just thank you, God, for you doing it right now. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that reason have got to fall back to the hell right now. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, open the airways now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We binding up every cold, every flu, every bit of corona, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we bind it up right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name. You're binding up fevers, oh, God. Let that fever break right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Even as you're breaking it right now, I shun that off. Take it now, God. Break it right now with the break of anointing. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I thank you and destroy it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, for you doing it now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for you are worthy, oh, God. You are able, oh, God. There's nothing too hard for you, Father God. You can do all things but fail, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind it up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. MS today, Father God. We bind it up, leukemia today. We bind it up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Lupus today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind it up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, arthritis today, Father God. Oh, God, we're binding up every bit of pain, Father God. We're binding up, oh, God, issues in the nervous system today, Father God. We thank you, God, that you're repairing the nerve in this right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and you're canceling out, Father God. Oh, God, cellular issues, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, because you're, oh, God, eradicating the free radicals, Father God. They float around in our bodies, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we're just giving you praise right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for bringing someone out of a coma today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, that their eyes are opening right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, God. Thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, hallelujah, for canceling that brain tumor, oh, God. I thank you, God, for canceling that aneurysm today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for even touching those eyes, oh, God. We bind up those cataracts today and that glaucoma, oh, God, both spiritually and naturally, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. We'll be giving you praise, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that someone's fake is being removed right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, that someone's coming off the respirator right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, because you touched them with your nails, scar hair. Father God, glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. For you are worthy, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, we bind up headaches and migraines today, Father God. We bind up concussions today, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Glory. Oh, God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, that you're doing it right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And you're stabilizing the brain today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we decree and declare brain activity, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let that brain operate exactly how you designed it to operate, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Even as you're touching the cerebellum in the
held them in the cerebium today, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. They hit the cancer. Oh, God, do it for your people, Father God. The medulla, the trach. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. The cranium, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. For you are worthy, oh, God. You are able, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're speaking the word, oh, God. Even in the ears, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. To the one in the coma, oh, God. And you're telling them, daughter, son, arise, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. And they're getting up right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, they're opening their eyes on this side of heaven. Father God, glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. For you are worthy, 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 worthy. You're able, God. You're able, God. Mighty God are you. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, touch right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That throat area, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, heal right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Even, oh, God, that thyroid, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Touch right now, Father God. They stop it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that you're touching the digestive tract today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, even for you touching the equilibrium today, Father God. You're stabilizing some of equilibrium. Father God, we're binding up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Vertical today, Father God. We're binding up the dizzy self today. Father God, we're giving you praise and we're giving you glory. Hallelujah, for your healing taking place right now. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we bind up, oh, God, issues with the spine, oh, God, right now, Father God. Touch right now, oh, God, that cervical spine, the neck and the shoulders, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, those arms and hands, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, we binding up that carpal tunnel, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that tries to come into our hands, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, causing pain, causing cramping, causing stiffness, oh, God, causing numbness, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Touch right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That lower back area, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. That lumbar spine, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that pain, oh, God, cause it to fall into the fiery sea right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Those bulging discs, oh, God, put them back in place, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you the praise and we give you the glory. Hallelujah, that you're healing right now. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're divinely aligning that spine right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. For you are worthy, oh, God, and you are able, oh, God. Touch right now the legs, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Even as we find it up that sciatica nerve pain, Father God, that goes down through the back, to the top of the neck, all the way down the back, oh, God, into the buttocks, down the leg, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and into the feet, Father God, we cast it into the fiery sea, oh, God, even as you're loosening those legs right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, you're loosening them from swelling, you're loosening them from pain, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, I see, oh, God, how I stand that I need to see, how I see, how I so for the road, I see, how I see, how I take it, how I need to see. Oh, someone getting up out of the wheelchair today. Oh, my God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, taking steps, oh, God. I thank you, God, for your healing power, oh, my God. Glory, hallelujah, to see him released. Oh, God, even over this line, oh, God, and unto your people all over the world today. Oh, my God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you praise, oh, God. We give you glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, touch right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, the memory today. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, hallelujah, that you're touching that long-term and short-term memory, even as we're binding up dementia and Alzheimer's today. Father God, and we just give you praise and we give you glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you that you are here, Father God. The healer is here today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to take away, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, every affliction of the body. In the body, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, because you said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you delivered them from them all, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So I thank you, God, that you're healing right now, oh, God. Everything that's not like it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You're healing that prostate today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you're causing it, oh, God, hallelujah, to shrink the normal size, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You're healing right now that uterus, oh, God, today. You're healing right now that cervix, Father God. You're healing right now those ovaries, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God. I thank you for your touching, oh, God, right now, Father God. Hallelujah. That female anatomy right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, do it right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you're even touching the womb. You're blessing the womb for that couple, that married couple that desires to have a child, oh, God. Bless that womb right now, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. And Father God, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. For you're doing it right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you're balancing those hormones, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Even for those going through the perimenopause and the menopause, Father God, you're stabilizing the hormones, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You're balancing the levels, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. The pH level, Father God, in the female system, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. We just want to thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're eradicating even the heavy bleeding, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor, oh, God. Touch right now even that stomach area, oh, God, that abdominal cavity, Father God. Touch it right now. Heal it right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that nausea, Father God. We send it to the dry place, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Those ulcers and tumors in the stomach, oh, God. We send it to the dry place right now. Oh, God, glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. The vomiting, Father God. We command it to cease right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we just thank you, God, that even that gastritis, oh, God, that you're healing right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Even as you cancel them out, Father God, and that acid reflux disorder, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, for you are worthy, God, and you are able to do it for your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Now, Father God, hallelujah, touch right now, Father God, every manner of cancer, oh God, no matter what it is, Father God, we cancel it right now. We blot it out right now, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, touch the minds of your people on today, Father God. Cause the minds to be stayed on you, oh God, because you said in your word, oh God, over in Isaiah 26:3, that you would keep those in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So Father God, let there be a divine mind transplant, Father God, all minds on you, Father God. All minds possessing the mind of Christ Jesus on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and Father God, I pray right now, oh, God, and bind up, oh, God, that chest pain right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We send it back to the dry place. For palpitations, we send it back to the dry place right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're healing the heart, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, I'm a shandarashikamasokobashi. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Even after you, oh, God, hallelujah, opening up the heart valves, oh, God. You're unclogging arteries on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you're canceling out that pacemaker today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, that the heart is beating. Oh, God, exactly how you designed it to beat. It's operating. The blood is flowing in the heart, Father God. Exactly how you caused it to flow, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And Father God, chisels away right now that stony heart, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Give your people a heart of flesh, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. A heart of love, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. A heart after you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Every bit of bitterness, Father God, cast it into the fiery sea. Every bit of anger, oh God, cast it into the fiery sea, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Every bit of malice, Father God, we cast it into the fiery sea, oh God. And we're just giving you praise and we're giving you glory. Hallelujah. Oh God, the madness has got to rise up off your people right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we bless your name, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, we're loosing right now, Father God, the fruits of the Spirit over your people, Father God, everywhere, Father God. And we lose love, Father God, and we cancel the hate, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We lose joy, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. We cancel all sadness. Father God, glory, hallelujah. We loot your peace today, Father God, and we cancel the chaos today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We loot your patience, Father God, glory, hallelujah, as we cancel now impatience. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, teach us how to wait on you, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Teach us how not to jump ahead of you in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, but have patience, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. We cancel. Oh, we lose kindness today, and we cancel out the meanness, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, we cancel out that spirit, this mean, negative rattlesnake, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God, and we lose the kindness over them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we cancel, oh, God, hallelujah, all evil, Father God, and we release goodness over your people today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We cancel, oh, God, hallelujah, all faithlessness, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. As we release faithfulness over your people today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We cancel out harshness, oh God, as we release gentleness, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, we cancel all evil as we release goodness over your people today, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. We bind up disorderliness, Father God, amongst your people, Father God, and we release self-control, Father God. So we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that this atmosphere is conducive, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, for each and every one of us, Father God, to walk in the fruit of the Spirit, oh, God, and cancel the works of the flesh. Lord, today, Father God, and we just bless you, God, and we praise you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, now, Father God, help us, oh, God, Lord, today to walk up right before you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Help us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, to walk in obedience today, Father God, even as we stand out in rebellion today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we give you the praise, we give you the glory, and we give you the honor on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for you are worthy, oh, God, for you are able to do it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and we bind up the distraction right now, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bind it up right now, oh, God, and we send it back to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Now, Father God, lift up. Oh, God, we lift up the children today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for the children, all children, Father God, young and old, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we pray in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that you're touching them right now, Father God, that you're encamping them right now with angelic hosts, Father God, even as they go to and fro, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, even in the schools, oh, God, even on the jobs, oh, God, even in the universities, oh, God, even the preschools, Father God. Cover them right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. We slap back the hands of the enemy that will try to reach them and grab them and cause them to come on this side of the line, Father God. We Satan poop their ears, Father God, so that the enemy cannot speak to them. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and Father God, we Satan poop their eyes, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, so they will view, oh, God, all of these things, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that are perverted, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, we're breaking the back of rebellion off of them, Father God, and destroying it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we're, Father God, we decree and declare that they shall know, oh, God, their purpose at a young age, Father God. They shall minister amongst their peers, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. They shall be all you call them to be in this life, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Even as you're setting their feet right now on their destiny track, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we're just giving you praise and we're giving you glory, hallelujah. Even as we're binding up, Father God, all these outside influences of alcohol, drugs, oh, God, prostitution, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Fornication, Father God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, teen pregnancy, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We bind all these things, oh, God. Oh, God, even in your older children, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, set their minds, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, on you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let them be examples for the youth, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, because the youth watch us, oh, God. Even when we think they're not watching, they're watching, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And they begin to participate and learn behavior, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So let our behavior be upright before the youth, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, let us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Raise them in the household of faith, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So, Father God, bless the parents today. Bless the caregivers today, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and give them the means, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. And the mindset, Father God, to raise the children right, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Raise them up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, learning of you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We bless your name, Father God, for you are worthy, oh, God, and you are able, Father God. Now, Father God, touch those babies in the womb, oh, God, those babies in utero, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let them come here, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, with every single limb, oh, God. We bind it up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind up, Father God, miscarriages. Oh, God, we bind up stillbirths, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind up breech births, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind up every single childhood disease and disorder, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you praise and we give you glory. We're allowing them to be healthy and whole, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And, Father God, we bind you up, Father God, even in the mother that's carrying. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. This is gestation, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you're healing her right now, Father God. You're touching her right now, Father God. You're even touching those hormones, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we bind up that gestational diabetes, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Even, oh, God, issues with the blood pressure, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Preeclampsia, we send it back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we just thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that the pregnancy will be easy, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that the delivery will be easy, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And even after they deliver, Father God, we bind up that postpartum depression right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we give you praise and we give you glory for just covering your children today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Causing each and every one of us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, to press into you all the more, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God. Causing each and every one of us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, to give you a wholehearted commitment, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we bind up. Oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Those sleeping in Zion today, we bind up that sleeping spirit, Father God. And, oh, God, we decree and declare that you cause us to arise. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and take our post, Father God. Take our stance, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, stand on Christ, the solid rock. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, and decree and declare that we shall not be moved, Father God, even as we press towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Help us, your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. When we feel battle fatigue, Father God, pour your strength upon us, Father God, because you told us in your word that your strength is made perfect in our weakness, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, so strengthen the people today. Encourage the people today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, ignite our faith in you like never before, Father God, because we're moving in the time, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, where we're going to have to trust you, Father God, with all our heart, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So ignite our faith, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Take our hope, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, to new levels in you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Don't allow our hope to be deferred in this hour, Father God. And we just want to thank you, God. We want to praise you, God, for what you're doing right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, for you opening up the wealth portal for your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, for you blessing ministries, oh, God, in churches, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for you blessing businesses, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Even as you download the witty inventions and witty ideas amongst your people right now, Father God, giving them new business strategies on today. Father God, glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, for you blessing all of our heads to get wealth, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Even as you've already served the wealth of the wicked for the righteous, oh, God, I thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, for checks in the mail, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. I thank you for pensions, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Own to your people, Father God. Coming forth, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for the settlements that have been held up, Father God. Coming forth, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for you sending the money then, oh, God, and the wealth in from the north, south, east, and the west, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I give you praise. I give you glory, and I give you honor for you doing it right now, Father God. Even as you're, oh, God, making us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, the lenders and not the borrowers, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I thank you for you establishing your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Placing your feet, Father God, on a steady ground, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, breaking up every fallow ground in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we just bless you, God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we pray, Father God, for those that are homeless on today, Father God. And we just thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're opening up doors for them, Father God, that no man can close, even as you're putting keys in their hands. Oh, God, the homes and apartments, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Dwelling places, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. You're taking them off the streets, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You're taking them out of relatives' homes, Father God. You're giving them their own home, Father God. You're taking them out of the hotels, Father God. The motels, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I give you praise, oh, God. I give you the glory and I give you the honor, Father God, for what you're doing right now. Feed those that are hungry, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Fill their cupboards, oh, God. Fill their pantries, Father God. Fill their refrigerators, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, for you feeding them right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Let a neighbor come over with a covered dish. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, let your servants all over the world, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Take their positions in the grocery stores and pay for somebody's groceries, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and Father God, if you got the drop-down manna to feed your people just like you did for the children of Israel as they were in the wilderness, do it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. But let no child, oh, God, let no woman, boy, or girl go hungry, Father God. Let no suckling go hungry, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. When we just give you praise, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. And even as you're feeding the people, Father God, with natural food, give us a thirst, oh God, and a hunger, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. After the showbread, Father God. After your word, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Let us wrap ourselves in your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let us become the word in this hour, Father God. And I'm just giving you praise and I'm giving you the glory. We are all giving it to you together, Father God, because you deserve our praise, oh God. You deserve our worship, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. And we just bless you on today, Father God. And Father God, hallelujah. We bind you up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Suicide thoughts today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We're binding them up right now. We send them back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We're binding up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Depression and oppression today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you right now for saving those that are lost today, Father God. Those that don't know you for themselves, Father God. Let them, oh God, hallelujah, come to know you, Father God. Let them have an understanding of who you are, Father God. Put a burning desire, oh God, on the inside of them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to reach for you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God, to learn of you, Father God. To say, what must I do to be saved, oh God, and get saved, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let salvation be their portion, Father God. Even for our lost loved ones, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Bring them on in, Father God. Even for the wayward children, Father God. Bring them in, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, even for our siblings, Father God. Bring them in, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Even for our parents that are lost. Bring them in, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And we're just giving you the praise and we're giving you the glory. Hallelujah. Even as, oh God, hallelujah, you're bringing back the backsliders, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, those that have erred, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Those that have walked away, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. From the kingdom, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Bring them back, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, deliver them from all unrighteousness, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Place them back on their post, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, I thank you, God, for you doing it. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, for you opening your arms and receiving them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and even let the people receive them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, let the people forgive. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. In this hour, Father God, even as you have forgiven us, Father God, glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Help us to keep our mind stayed on you, our mouth, oh God, hallelujah, praising you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and not gossiping and talking about the people, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and we just give you praise and we give you glory. And Father God, we bind up, Father God, glory, hallelujah, every bit of corruptness, oh God, in our governmental system, Father God, glory, hallelujah. You see, Father God, you know, Father God, glory, hallelujah, because you're sitting high and you're looking low. You see the laws they're trying to put in motion, Father God, the things they're trying to bring to pass. Oh, God, that are not in favor of your people, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. And I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you veto everything that's not like you, everything that you don't desire for this world and for your people, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we give you praise and we give you glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, I thank you, God. Hallelujah, that you're changing the guards, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you're removing those corrupt officials, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, you're placing men and women in those seats after your own heart, Father God, that will do your bidding, Father God, that will raise a standard for you, Father God, that will not take down some filthy lucre. Oh, God, I thank you, God, that you're doing it in the world system, Father God, governmental system, and you're doing it in the kingdom governmental system as well, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Even as we lift up the fivefold, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We pray right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that they stand in this hour, Father God, to see your salvation, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that they don't take down, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that they don't compromise. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that we all keep our hands clean, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and our feet from stepping in mess, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God, and we just give you your praise and we give you your glory, Father God. Hallelujah, that we fill your vineyard together, Father God, in unison, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and I pray right now the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, that we be each other's keeper, Father God, in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, and I praise you, God, that we walk in love towards one another, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, so we could bring in the lost, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you. And, Father God, we pray for that judicial system, Father God, even as you overthrow every unjust judge, oh God, glory, hallelujah, those, oh God, glory, hallelujah, undergoing cases and, oh God, situations and settlements, Father God, glory, hallelujah, vindicate the people today, Father God, give them victory today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and even upcoming cases, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, deliver, 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 oh God, dispatch your angelic host, Father God, to go in, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, and eradicate, Father God, glory, hallelujah, the works and the wiles of the enemy, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, let the judges judge fairly, Father God, raise up the brothers, oh God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you, God, and I give you praise for what you're doing right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, and those undergoing surgeries, oh God, move by your spirit right now, Father God, dispatch the angelic host, Father God, in the surgery rooms, in the procedure rooms, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, touch and bless those doctors' hands, oh God, those physicians, the nurses, oh God, the anesthesiologists, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, and every cut, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, let it be precise, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah, bring your people out, Father God, with victory, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, with a victory cry on the lips, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, I thank you, God, I thank you, God, even those on hospice care, Father God, move over them today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, you have the final say, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, have your divine way, Father God, if you desire to bring them out, Father God, glory, hallelujah, if you desire to take them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, have your divine way, Father God, and we just thank you, God, and we just praise you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for even moving over the prison systems today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, those in prison, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, rehabilitate them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, allow them to come to know you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for themselves, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, let those in prison, oh God, allow them to be educated, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, and those loved ones, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, that were wrongly accused, Father God, glory, hallelujah, those that have learned their lesson, Father God, open the prison doors and let them free, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and we just want to thank you, we want to praise you, Father God, and Father God, we bind it up every high and holy day that has brought itself against your knowledge and your power, oh God, in this noonday watch, Father God, that destruction that lay waste at noonday, we cancel it right now. In the roadways, oh God. We cancel in the airways, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Oh God, cover those, oh God, hallelujah, that are motorcycling, Father God, today. Bicycling, oh God, today, Father God. Cover those on the trains and the buses, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. We cancel the assignment of the enemy against pedestrians walking, Father God. We cancel hit and runs today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we just give you praise, oh God. Hallelujah for the destruction. Oh God, hallelujah, being far away from us and our loved ones today. Oh God, our friends, our families, oh God, glory to your name, Father God, businesses and churches. Oh God, we cancel that destruction right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, for you. This destruction being canceled over the schools, oh God, today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, and we loot your peace, Father God. We loot your safety, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Over your people today, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. We bind it up everything that's not like you, Father God. We bind it up that whisper, sir, that chanter, sir. We land lock in the line of lips of Lucifer today. Oh God, that will forge an accusation against your people. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, we bind up, oh God, hallelujah, that chanter today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind it up the medicine, man, the food today, Father God. That peace and time still, we bind it up right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We bind it up the Wicca today, that witchcraft. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. The work of the witch and the warlock and the wizard today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, we send it back to the dry place right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God, that every holding force that will come at your people is being driven back, oh God. Hallelujah, to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Every trick and every trap and every plan, every plot and every plan of the enemy is being rendered null and void, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, every snare, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Every scandal, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Every scam, oh God. We destroy it right now with the breaker's anointing, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. That white magic, that black magic, the hula and the voodoo, the hex and the vexes, the Santeria, oh God, the taboo, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, we bind it up right now, oh God, glory to your name, that Obia, Father God, glory, hallelujah, incantations, Father God. We bind it up, oh God, right now. Curses, oh God, and spells, oh God. We lift them off of your people right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, for who the Son sets free is free indeed, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. So we thank you for freedom and liberty, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Now, Father God, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, that while we're yet speaking, you've already answered every prayer petition, the silent ones, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh God, for the miracle signs and wonders falling upon your people and in their lives right now, Father God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for salvation, deliverance, oh God, and divine healings right now, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, we pray against every bit of backlash and retaliation because of these prayers and petitions. And we give you the praise and we give you the glory and we give you the honor, oh God. Now strengthen right now our leader, our overseer, Dr. Laron Matthews, in today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh, God, keep him in good health, Father God. Bless his food and his water. He's coming and he's going, Father God, even as he prepares to travel, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for the mighty works that you're going to do in and through him, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and we pray right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, sir. Oh, God, hallelujah. Restoration, destiny, center, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and the work that shall take place there, Father God, and all of those involved, Father God, glory, hallelujah, each and every leader, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we pray, oh God, for Prophetess Tina today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and we give you the praise and give you the glory and give you the honor, use it for your glory, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we pray, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, for Evangelist Marshall, oh God, Evangelist Teasley, Father God, glory, hallelujah, each and every person, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, we even lift up Prophetess Latoya, Father God, today, Father God. Each and every person under the sound of my voice, Father God, the sins of God. Glory, hallelujah. Do it for them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. For Vengeance Wilkes, oh, God. Pastor Brown, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Each and every one of your leaders, Elder Hunter, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, the team here in Harvey, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Move by your spirit, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for all things new. For your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, all the ministries all over the world, Father God. Move by your spirit, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let there be an outpouring in this hour, Father God, of your spirit, Father God. Let the fire come down from heaven and burn up everything that's not like you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Strengthen your leaders. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We just give you praise and we give you glory. And we thank you, God, that every bit of backlash, retaliation because of these prayers and petitions that have gone up thus far has fell back to the pit of hell. Oh, God, and we love you, and we just bless you, and we thank you for all that you're doing for us, your people. And we thank you that all good and perfect gifts are coming down from you, the Father of life. And we give you praise and glory and honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I come before you on this day, touching and agreeing with the intercessors and the prayer warriors, Lord, that have came before me, God. And God, you said in your word, God, in the book of Genesis 1 and 1, in the beginning you created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the spirit of you, God, moved upon the face of the water. And God, we decree and declare that you will move on the face of the waters, God. You will move on the heart, mind, and soul of your people even now in the name of Jesus. God, we take authority over every demonic jurisdiction that the enemy will hold and house in the earth realm. You said in your word you gave us dominion, God, over the fish of the sea, the fowls over the air, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And so, God, we take authority and dominion over the earth realm concerning the lives of your people, God, that are in illegal issues, circumstances, and places in their life. God, we decree and declare that the courtroom of your justice system that was created in the book of Job when you moved on the earth realm and you presented your counsel in the earth realm against satanic spirit and Lucifer, you said to him, from which cometh thou? He said, going up and down, to and fro throughout the earth. And you told him, have you considered what he's getting ready to house, to take on suffering and persecution? And God, in the name of Jesus, we drive out every diabolical entity that operates through witchcraft, sponsored spirit, through ancient demonic spirits and mystic steeds and stronghold of ancient idols and temple worshipers. God, we overrule every diabolical assignment of the hand of the enemy, and we drive them out in the name of Jesus. And now, God, every case that the enemy holds against us concerning the background of our life, we know that the power of the blood delivered, healed, and set free from every area of our life, God. We thank you, God, because you said in your word, in the book of Genesis 1:26, you told the counsel of your will and the angelic angels in eternity make man in our image and after our likeness. You made he male and female. You made them. And God, right now we decree and declare in the spirit realm, as Jesus did in the book of Matthew 4:1, when he was led up of the spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And God, he used the word, the written word, the word that was spoken before the foundation of the earth, God. We decree and declare that the word was framed before the world, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now for the power of your word right now. We decree and declare your word from Job 22:28, when you said, if we decree a thing, so shall that thing be established. And God, we calling you for your word, and we're taking you at your word in the mighty name of Jesus. You said in your word, based upon John 3:30, John said, decrease that you may increase the more, in the name of Jesus. You said in your word in Psalms 107:20, Lord, you sent your word and you healed them and you delivered them from all destruction. You also said in your word in Exodus 23:25, and we shall serve you, the Lord your God, and you shall bless thy bread and thy water, and you will take sickness away from the midst of thee. And God, we decree and declare that there should no sickness come nigh us, based upon your word in Psalms 91:11, where you said there should no plague come nigh our dwelling place. And Father, we're standing on the power of your word and the breakthrough of your word, even the more, in the name of Jesus. You said in your word in Psalms 20:1, some trust in chariots, others in horses, but we remember the name of the Lord God. And Father, we're standing on your word even now in the name of Jesus. You said in your word in Psalms 107:8, he has remembered his covenant forever, his word which is commanded to 1,000 generations. God, we calling you for your word today in the mighty name of Jesus. You said in your word in Psalms 119:89, you said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. And God, we decree and declare that your word is settled in the earth, based upon your word that you said in the book of Matthew 18:18, whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And God, we decree and declare your word. You said again, 3, gather together in your name. If we touch and agree and ask anything on earth in the Father's name, it shall be done. You said one of us will put 1,000 of flight into 10,000. And God, we decree and declare that those that are standing in the grief is a prophetic core in the earth realm against demonic powers and principalities. And we overrule it now in the name of Jesus. God, we decree and declare that you continue to keep the celestial realm locked and the terrestrial realm open unto the men and women of God, that we will be able to flow in the spiritual realm in the name of Jesus. You said in Isaiah 65:24, before we pray, you have already heard, it shall come to pass. That before we prayed, you have already heard. While we were yet waiting, you have already responded. And Father, we thank you right now for your word, God. You said in your word in Psalm 119:105 that the word of God is a light unto our feet. It's a lamp unto our pathway. And God, we decree and declare your word in the name of Jesus. You said in your word in Psalm 119:129, the testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, does my soul keep them. You said in your word in Psalm 119, 103, you said the entrance of your word, give it life and give it understanding unto the simple. And God, we decree and declare that the power of your word will manifest in the heart, mind, and soul of your people, even the more in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for the power of your word, the status of your word, the commandment of your word, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you said in your word in Psalm 139 and 24, based upon David's life, you said, search me, O Lord, and know me and know my heart, and try me and see if there be any wicked ways in me, and lead us into life everlasting, God. God, you're searching our heart, God. You're searching our mind. You're searching even the soulish realm, everything down into the depths of our soulish realm, God, that is illegal and operating in the realm of the soul. God, we decree and declare that it loops itself. We drive it into the dry places even now in the mighty name of Jesus. We take authority and take control over the spirit of the hand of the enemy, God, based upon our life of prayer, God. As you said in 2 Chronicles 7 and verse 13, you said, if you shut up the heaven that there be no rain, if you command the locusts to devour the land, but if your people, which are called by your name, will humble themselves and pray, they will hear from heaven. You will forgive their sin and heal their land in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the call, Lord Jesus. You're calling the people back to you. You said in your word, when the righteous is in power, the people rejoice. When the wicked is in power, the people mourn. So in the name of Jesus, every wicked politician, God, in the United States Congress, Lord Jesus, we decree and declare that all 435 congressional offices and seats be abandoned in the name of Jesus, that are not operating in the office and the responsibility of morality in the earth realm concerning laws, rules, regulations, and amendments in the name of Jesus. We overrule every diabolical intent, God, and we come against every hijacking spirit that will try to hijack the prayer that have been released even now in the name of Jesus. We go into that council. We go into the meeting. We go into the executive session, God. We go into each meeting that they have, God, in the name of Jesus, and we overrule laws and amendments and regulations that they have brought before the United States Congress in the flow, God, to speak illegally against the morality of the family and the principles of the family, even now, in the name of Jesus. We drive out and cast out the demonic entity that operate through special interest groups, God, in the name of Jesus, that will operate in immorality in those offices, in departments, in the name of Jesus. And now, God, we send the word to the United States Senate, all 100 senators, that each and every one, two of them represent us, each state, God. And we come against every diabolical spirit in assignment that have been sent in, God, in the name of Jesus, based upon their committee and subcommittees, in the name of Jesus. And God, we drive out interest groups that have met with them and made deals behind the scenes, in the name of Jesus. And Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. We override every diabolical intent in the name of Jesus, and we cast it out in the mighty name of Jesus, because the word of the Lord God said in Jeremiah 33:3, if we call upon your name, you will answer us, and you will show us great and mighty things which thou knowest not. God, you will reveal the deep things, yea, even the secret things of the hand of the enemy. Even now, God, you will reveal to us the secret things that's been written in the word of God. You will reveal to us the secret things that have been hidden in the scrolls, God, in the name of Jesus. You will reveal to us the Phoenician lady, you will reveal to us the Greek language, the Arabic language, the hieroglyphic, God, that we will be able to understand the earth realm and that assignment of the rotation, God, of the Milky Way, God, and understand the cosmos of the universe, God, and we will begin to flow in those dimensions, in those spirit realms, even now, in the name of Jesus. And Father, you will move over the thoughts in the mind of our brain, as you said in your word, God, in the book of Isaiah 26:3, you will keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is on the mind of us, God, that we will operate on the things of you, God, and we will live in the things of you, and we will cover the borders of our mind and our emotion and our thoughts, and we will flow in those things in the name of Jesus. We overrule every diabolical spirit that will operate through the incest of the line, God, and cause the ancestral line to be violated, and we overrule it now in the name of Jesus. God, we stay in the presence and the glory of your power, God, that you presented to Abraham, and before he became Abraham, you presented to Sarah because she became Sarah, and God, you spoke it to him, God, and you decree and declare that he leave his land and his kindred, God, and you will bring him into a nation because you already decreed him an image when you said, let us be. And God, we thank you for the imagination that you gave him, God, through Abraham, Isaac, and through Jacob and Joseph. Jacob and Manasseh in the bloodline in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for creation, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for heirs of the wit of your word, God. And we will be heirs to the throne and heirs to the kingdom in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the power of the breakthrough and his anointing even now in the name of Jesus. God, we decree and declare that there shall no sickness come nigh our family member, our loved one, our bloodline. And God, we eradicate every spirit in the spirit realm that have been sent down through illegal operation and sounds and frequency, God, that operate through teleporting, telecommunication, that operate through micromancing, astral projection, witchcraft sponsor spirit, voodoo spirit, heckling spirit in the spirit realm. We come against it and pull it down even the more in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. You are a defeated foe. You have been cast down into the earth in the name of Jesus. And we have rights to the earth realm because God has spoken it to us when he gave us the birthmark and the birthright and the birth certificate and the birthday in the name of Jesus. And God, we decree and declare the power of the birthing of words that will come out of our mouth in the name of Jesus. God, you said in your word, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with us, and the word was, in the beginning was the word, and the word became flesh. And God, we thank you for the sister of the flesh, God, that would not overrule the power of the spirit realm in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for your glory and your honor. David said in Psalm 37 and 25, he said, yet he was young, but now he was old. Never have you seen the righteous forsaken, neither their seed begging bread. And God, we lift up our seed before you in the name of Jesus. We lifting up our children, God. We lifting up the sucklings, and we lifting up the baby and the adolescent, God, and those that are in the wards of hospital and those that are in the belly of the women, God, in the name of Jesus, God. You protect us even now in the name of Jesus. And Father, you direct them, God, through this educational system, God, those that are moving from elementary school into high school, daycare centers into elementary school in the name of Jesus. God, you cover them that are going from high school into universities and universities to colleges in the name of Jesus. And God, you loose the angels of your hand of protection around them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for the presence of transcending our mind, thought, and will into the supernatural of you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for the victory, God, in the name of Jesus. And we will not walk around victimized by the things of the world, God, but we will walk as victor in the presence of you, God, in the Marcos and the night coast of you, God, victory in us, victory wherever we go. Father, we thank you right now for your glory and your honor. We thank you right now for change that you have given us. You said in Isaiah 10 and 27, and it shall come to pass that in that day that the yoke shall be taken off of our shoulder and the burden from around our neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing, God. We thank you for the power of the anointing, God. Let a fresh anointing fall over the lives, fall over the lives of your people, fall over the spirit of them in the mighty name of Jesus. Let a fresh anointing fall in their home, fall in their car, fall on their job, fall in their neighborhood, fall in them, on them in the name of Jesus. Let a fresh anointing fall in the prison, God. Let a fresh anointing fall in our government. Let a fresh anointing fall in our local government and our state government and our official government and our county government in the name of Jesus. Let a fresh anointing fall in our buildings, in our churches, in our grocery stores, in our malls, God, in the name of Jesus. Where the guns are out of control, God, we send the angels of the word of God with the sword in control in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we stop the kind that we stop the covenants of demonic spirits, God, of worshiping God, temple worshiping God. We bind them up in the name of Jesus. We come against witchcraft sponsored spirits in the name of Jesus, and we command them to move, go back to the dry places even now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word, and we decree and declare the power of your word through your power of prayer. As you said in Psalm 55 and 17, by way of David, you said at noon, at morning, and at evening will we pray and cry aloud and hear your prayer, God, and you will hear our prayer. You said in your word, God, in Isaiah 54 and 17, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, it shall be condemned. For this is the heritage of the righteous, God, in the name of Jesus, of you, says the Lord. Father, you said in your word, Isaiah, you said in your word, and Isaiah 55, God, you said, seek ye the Lord while you may be found. Call upon him while you are near. You said, let your man forsake his ways and the unrighteous man his thought, and let him return unto you, Lord, and you will have mercy upon him. Through our God, you will abundantly pardon us, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we stand on your word that you will pardon us, God. You said, for your thoughts are not our thoughts. Neither your ways are our ways, says the Lord. And Father, we thank you right now. You said that the heavens are higher than the earth. So your ways are higher than our ways and our thoughts, your thoughts, in the name of Jesus. You said, as the rain coming down and returning not thither, God, you will bless and you will water the earth. You will bring it forth the bud. God, you will give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. God, in the name of Jesus, you said, so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that which is pleased. It will prosper in the thing thereto you sent it. Father, we thank you for the power of your word today. We thank you for the glory of your word today. In the name of Jesus, God, we command bodies to be healed, God. We command bodies to be healed because we speak to the organs of your body in the mighty name of Jesus. As you said to Ezekiel in Psalms and in Ezekiel 37, and when you took him out into the spirit and you brought him into the spirit and you said, can these dry bones live? And God, we decree and declare that the structure of the bone be moved by the power and authority of your word, God. Move into the substratum of the structure of the bone, God, and eliminate every inflammation that operates through the body, God, based upon things that we ate, things that we took it on, pressures and stresses in our body. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we overrule every diabolical spirit that have been sent into the mind, body, and will of your people, God. Father, we thank you for it right now. And we thank you for the glory of your word. Because your word said in Luke 18:1 unto this end, that man ought to always to pray, God. We will continue to stay steadfast, unremovable, abounding in the power of prayer, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. You said in your word in Psalm 119:133, order our steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over us. In the mighty name of Jesus. You said in your word in Jeremiah 29:11, that you know the thought that you think towards us, says the Lord. You said thoughts of good and not of evil to bring us and give us an expected end. Then we shall come to you and pray with you with all of our heart, and you will be found of us, God, when we search for you with all of our heart. God, in the name of Jesus, give the people the heart to pray, God. Let them surrender more unto prayer, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them walk more in power of prayer, God. Let them believe more in the power of prayer, in the name of Jesus. Not seeking out prayer, but the inner man, the inner sanctum of prayer, God, with wailing, God, in the name of Jesus. Because you said in your word, the harvest is over, the summer has ended, yet the people are not saved. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? For the daughter of my people are astonished and black. But you said in your word in the book of Jeremiah 9, consider ye and call for the mourning women and let them come. Call for the cunning women and let them come. Let them come with tears rind out. Down in the aisle, let them make up a haste, God. We're coming hastily to you right now in the name of Jesus. As you told Jeremiah, what is it that you see, Jeremiah? You see the rod of an almond tree. And then you say, I will hasten in my word to perform it. God, we decree and declare your word will perform it, God, based upon how you said it in 2 Kings 7:1 by way of Elijah, when he said to the Lord, first which the king leaned on, by this time tomorrow will a shackle of flour be sold in the gates and 2 shackles of barley, God. We decree and declare a supernatural move in the name of Jesus over the people of lives right now. We speak to 911, God, 411, 311, even in the spirit realm of dream realm, God. You will move over them now in the name of Jesus, God. You will move over the spiritual dimensions of their lives, God, in the name of Jesus. You will move to the third and fourth generation of the iniquities of the sins of the father that will fall on the bloodline of the children, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we come against trafficking in the spirit realm. We bind up trafficking spirit. We bind up the spirit of the enemy coming to try to snatch the word that was sown suddenly. We overrule it now in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare the power of breakthroughs now in the name of Jesus. We send the word into the hospital unit. We send the words into the hospital unit. We send the words into the ambulance. We send the words into those communities that are struggling, that are blueprint for drug addiction and drug war and crime, God, in the name of Jesus. We send the word into the world, those areas that the Center for Disease Control and the World Health Organization call hotspots in 2020. We send the word into those regions, God, that they have contaminated water. They send chemicals in the atmosphere. They have contaminated the food. We send the word into them now in the name of Jesus. And we turn it around. As you told Elijah, you took the food that was poison and you turn it into food that will be able to eat in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for your power of the breakthrough and the breaker's anointing. We speak to the cellular system. We speak to the immunocular system, God, that you will move to the atom of the body, God, and you will move to the cellular systems of the body, God, and you will send a fresh anointing into those bodies, fresh anointing into the blood, fresh anointing into the cell, fresh anointing into those joints, in the name of Jesus. And we command it to be eradicated even now, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for it right now. We thank you for it right now. We're binding up mental health issues, mental distort issues, mental problems, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, move over the thoughts of the people, God. We bind up the double-minded. We bind up the spirit of the dragon. We overrule his assignment as an attempt against your people even now in the name of Jesus. And we command supernatural doors to be opened unto your people, as you said in the book of Revelation 3:7. That you said to the angels at the church at Philadelphia, write these things. He that is holy, he that hath the key of David, you open it and shut it and shut it in and open. You said you set before them an open door that no man should shut, and you shut doors that no man should open, because thou have little strength and have not denied your name. And God, we decree and declare that we're going to operate in the sound, in the frequency of access in you and through you even the more, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for your power right now. We thank you right now for the glory, God, that you're giving people access to the supernatural, access to transcend, God, into the glory of you, God. Operate in sons and daughtership, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we speak to the hippocampus. God, we speak to the hemisphere of the brain in the name of Jesus. God, we decree and declare, God, that you will open up the light inside of us, God, in the name of Jesus, that we will see the light of you, God, and the glory of you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it right now. We thank you for what you're doing right now. We thank you for what you're releasing right now over the people of God, heart, mind, and soul, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you set the steps of a good man are ordered by you, God. And God, order our steps, order our sound, order our frequency, order our body, order the rhythm, God, in the name of Jesus, that wherever we go, God, that the presence of your glory will begin to shine over the people of God, in the name of Jesus. God, we are the salt of the earth. We are the city that sits on a hill that cannot be hid, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you right now for the power of prayer, God. We thank you right now for the strength that you've given. Replenish your people. Replenish your intercessors, God, from the battle fatigue, God. Restore Shanna Mandi Via Tatabosa. Do Ideli and the Abasandi Vio Shaka. In the Vio Shaka, the respiratory system, God. Move into their lung and strengthen their esophagus, God. In the name of Jesus, God, move into the inner ear, God, that they will hear the frequency of you, even the Lord, God. And they enter in intercession, God, that you will begin to enter a seed, God, that they will begin to maneuver, God, in the strength of you, God. We decree and declare, God, even as virtue is coming out, God, we decree and declare that you will replenish them. I speak to the earth realm to replenish the body of your people, God. I speak to the magnetic of the earth realm, God, to move over them, God, and bring healing over them, even the more, in the name of Jesus. I lose strength right now. I command strength to Obam Notable Holder. In the name of Jesus, God, you do it for your glory, God. Strengthen them right now. Cover them in the name of Jesus. Those that preach the gospel, God, you replenish them. You refill them, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the refilling of them, even the more in the name of Jesus. God, we ask right now that you refill them in their inner man, in their inner immune, God, in their structure of their cellular system. In the name of Jesus, God, you refill them, God. You give them a fresh wind, God. Let a fresh wind blow on them. Let a hiss on them, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it right now. We thank you for the glory, God, that you've given them based upon, hey, God, 2 and 9, where you said the glory of this latter house will be greater than other former, God, says the Lord of hosts. Father, we thank you right now for the glory that's overtaking them. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that you will give them words to be able to give them words that they will begin to decree, God, and declare over their own life, God. You will speak to them today, God. You will speak to them this hour, this time, this second, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that, God, they will move in you and they will breathe in you. They will experience you, God. We bind and rebuke every demonic spirit that will come and try to steal the word, that will interfere with the word. We send a veto notice in the spirit realm and request and petition the angels of the living God, as you did for Daniel, to wage war on our words, God, in the name of Jesus. And we bind it up. We bind up the enemy, trying to stop vision, trying to stop purpose, trying to stop the plan, trying to stop financial portal, trying to stop disability, trying to stop the financial thing that you're sending unto your people, God. We decree and declare that it shall manifest itself even now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we decree and declare that you will send a blackout. Send a blackout into every computer system, God, that house the database of your people's life in their hand, their social security number. Send a blackout in those systems, God. Shut them down, God. People that money been held up, God. Send it into those systems, God, and make them loose their fund, loose their money, and send a blackout. Send a blackout into those areas, God. Shut those computer systems down. Erase the database, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it. Move over the Federal Reserve. Move over the world banking system. Move over them right now in the name of Jesus. God, move over that debt ceiling, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are the power source, God. You've done it before. You will do it again, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Move over Wall Street and rise up the Black Street back again in the name of Jesus. Send your men and women of God that are carrier of the seed, of the melon and the mundo, carry the bosika, carry them, God, into the next level, into the next realm, into the next dimension, God. Let the power of fresh anointing fall over them even the more in the name of Jesus. We speak to the spirit that have lied to their DNA, that have lied to their future, that lied to their family, lied to their bloodline. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak to every area of the word, God, that the enemy sits in to call them people not to have memory recall. We speak to memory recall in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for the glory of your word today. We thank you for the power of your word today. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now that you're moving over every hindrance. You remove an andosha. You remove my sake. For your people, God, you're removing an ananda. God, you're moving it. As you did for Gideon and Ananda. God, we thank you right now for turning it around even now in the name of Jesus. You said in your word in Ecclesiastes 1 and 3, to everything there's a season and a time to every purpose. In the mighty name of Jesus, of your people, we bind in an overruling fear that was stifling the fate of your people. Father, we thank you for it now. Now, God, we ask that you will replenish the intercessor in the prayer warriors that prayed today. God, you give them back that insight. You said in Deuteronomy 1 and 11, you will bless us 1,000 times more, even as our fathers were blessed. And God, we're standing on your word today. Things that we've poured out will be returned and replenishing. For our life, in our life, even now. Move over the motor steel of your people. In the mighty name of Jesus. We're thanking you for it right now. In the name of Jesus. And we give you praise, glory, and honor. For the power of prayer. We decree and declare more of the power of prayer. We call forth the strength of the power of prayer. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it in advance. We thank you for it in advance. And we stand on your word today for the people of God, even the more, Father, in the name of Jesus. And even those that are before you, laying before you prostrate, fasting, as we do on Wednesday. God, we thank you for it now. We thank you right now for lifting up burdens in our life, God. You said in your word in the book of Romans 8 and verse 1, there is now, therefore, no condemnation to them that walk after the spirit and not after the flesh. God, we come against the con artist spirits of people in our life that will invest in bringing back old stuff in a new season. Father, we thank you right now for your glory and your honor, God, because we know that you send your son to be a propitiation for mankind. And we thank you for it right now. We thank you for the new that's coming new in us. in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you praise. We give you glory and we give you honor. In the name of Jesus. You said pray without ceasing. You said the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. And God, we thank you. And we give you praise, glory, and honor, even the more. In the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. And now by the power of God, and by the authority of God, and by the ability of Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Thank God, hallelujah. And it is so. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord God. We're thanking you for it, Lord. We're thanking you for it. We're thanking you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, it is so. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you've done. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We bless the Lord for prayer today. We bless the Lord for what he's doing right now. We bless the Lord for turning it around, even now, concerning the things we have before you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The word of God says in Ephesians 3:20, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Many people haven't been working from the power in them. They've been working from the pains in their lives. We have to flow from the power, no matter what it looks like or it appears to be. Now unto him who's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you. The power is in you, and you have to work it. And watch what God will do for you, in you, and through you for such a time as this. We thank God for the men and women of God on today. Thank you, intercessors and prayer warriors, and those who have been connected to us. We bless God for you on today. We give God praise, glory, and honor for all that he's doing in you. Hallelujah. Give for the present. Thank you. Hallelujah. For the presence of the Lord God. It is so. Those of you who pray that the Lord have released a word for you or through you to release to us on today, intercessors or prayer warriors, before we open up the line to the people of God, if the Lord gave you something to release for the interpretation of tongues, a word of knowledge, a word of encouragement, at this time, we want to give you an opportunity to release that. If the Lord gave you something for us at this time, hallelujah, we want to give you an opportunity to release that. If God gave you anything for the people of God, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right. Well, we bless the Lord. Thank you. Each team, the saints, the work, listening in, and you've been following us, and the Lord released something to you all to release to us, those that are listening in now. And the Lord gave you something for the people of God, and you want to be obedient to release it. We're standing on the word of God and the power of the word of God right now in his glory right now. We're thanking God for it today in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord for you on today. We stand on the word of God, the mighty power and presence of his word today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus. All right. Those who are listening in, you can hit star six and come in if the Lord gave you something for the people of God. The Lord released something to you. At this time, thank you, Lord Jesus, for standing on his mighty word today. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the mighty presence of God on today. All right, well, we bless God today.
Hey, Pastor Matthews, Yvonne Perkins here. Just want to say thank you for sending me the invitation. Thank you. It was just so encouraging to hear the intercessors going forth as we need to do in this time and hour. And so I just want to thank you for the invitation. It's a pleasure to be able to just listen in.
Amen. God bless you, Intercessor Perkins. We bless the Lord for you on today and thank God for the kingdom gift that you are to so many people in the body. Thank God for being able to handle the mantle such as the one of Mother Rose Blackwell. And we honor the Lord for who you are to the kingdom of God and the many things that through you, in you, through the teachings and the things you're doing for the body. Thank you for joining us, woman of God. And we appreciate you in this season. And we honor the God in your sound. We honor the oil on your life and the power for which you flow. In the name of Jesus, and we even decree and declare that the next prash will be even greater than the previous one in this season. And that which you're working on even now will be a blessing to so many people. And that the strength of God will continue to cover you, even in your mind, concerning some things. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for the inner ear being tuned to the new season that God is opening for you, the inner ear being in tune. And we break up every force that's been trying to cause a hostage to what God want to do in this season. In the name of Jesus, we even speak to the area that the enemy been trying to cause writer's block to. You will be able to flow in a spiritual realm. And that you will be moving in those things with a greater knowledge that will touch the lives of so many people. We bind up every hindrance that have been coming against you in the name of Jesus. And we speak total walking through this victory in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And we thank God for what the Lord is doing for you in all of those areas now in Jesus' mighty name. Strengthen the joints in the legs. Strengthen you as you walk in the things of God circumspectly, for the greater is yours now, says the Spirit of the Lord God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Surely it's 2 years since I've been struggling with this writing. Oh, my God. It's been such a struggle. Yes, and I thank God for that. Hallelujah. I receive that in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It is done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the people right now. Amen. And many of you others, the Lord is doing things right now for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
In this hour. Hallelujah. Some of you getting ready to take new territories that God has for you, new territories that God is giving you, new territories. And these new territories are going to be based upon how your sound will be in the kingdom, new territory. Your sound will be for those new territories, and people will hear the sound of you. They will hear and respond to those sounds in you for the new territory. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. It is so in the name of the Lord. It is so in Jesus' name. Thank God for Spirit of God. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, for the moving. Yes, Lord, I will shut up. Hallelujah. God is doing it for somebody right now. Yes, Lord, he's wiping something away. I even see the Lord is, it's like he touched someone's mouth today and gave them a new sound in them. You're going to still speak what God told you, but your vocal cords are going to speak a new sound. Your rhythm is going to change because of what he's doing for your life. It's going to be powerful what you're getting ready to do when you open your mouth to the word of God and to the people of God. It's going to be powerful what God is going to do in you and through you for many of you. It's going to be very powerful for you. That lives will be transformed through the word of God. There's going to be a transformation. I'm seeing some people, your life is going to be a transformation. It's going to be a transformation, a powerful transformation for some of you. Powerful transformation. Yes, Lord Jesus. There's somebody that you've been dealing with very heavily in your thyroid, your vocal cords. And God is soothing the burns that have been there. It's almost like a sensation of a fire sensation is moving over you in that area. Soothing that area for you, even now, in your life and in your body right now. The Lord is doing it for you and bringing healing to you, even now. Someone had a strain, like I see, like a nerve, it's been strained, a strained nerve. You pull, there's a strain. It's almost like it's causing me to feel like you got a hernia. It's a strained nerve. And I'm looking at it, of God, is like blood is flowing through that strain and loosening that area of your body right this moment. You've been strained. It's like I've been a strain. Strain. The Lord lifted a heavy spirit of depression off of this person, your own here. You were burdened with depression. But the depression came because you're carrying stuff that guilt. You got depressed because of guilt. And it just lifted off you. All you've been thinking about is constant guilt. You've been constantly guilt. And an enemy used that to depress you. There's nothing you can do about that chapter. But you can write a new book. You can write a new book concerning your life right now. Walk in that thing. God is doing it for us on this very day. On this very day. There are many things for the believers on this day. For the people of God. To know his will shall be done. It shall be done. To walk in that glory, walk in that glory, breathe in that glory, stand in that glory, shower in that glory, live in that glory. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for the miracle. Ubasha. Thank you right now. Total victory. Total victory. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It is so. For the glory, it is so. It is so in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right. Anyone else listening in today, that the Lord may have released something to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we bless the Lord. Any of our prophetic people that are listening in want to release a word from the Lord to God's people. God gave you a word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, say to God, well, we bless the Lord. For the people on today, Administrator Brian, I can't find it under the information you sent me.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah, that commercial. Yes, I'm just trying to find it. Yes, Lord Jesus.
You ready for it now?
Yes, you can go ahead and release it. Thank you, Administrator Brian.
The Lifeline Prophetic Conference. The Ron Matthews Ministries presents Lifeline Conference 2023.
On the Lifeline.
It happens June 23rd through 25th, 2023 at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor. Lifeline Conference 2023. This year's theme, Go Big or Don't Go At All. It kicks off June 23rd at 7 p.m. It's praise and worship with Prophet Jamone Durante, Fayetteville, North Carolina. And then, Apostle Maurice Simmons of Hampton, Virginia. On June 24th at 10 a.m., get ready for Prophetess Barbara Gaines from Orlando, Florida. On June 24th at 7 p.m., it's Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Harvey, Illinois. Also, Dr. LaRon Matthews will be honored on this night. Sunday, June 25th at 11 a.m., it's Prophetess Selena Randall of Chicago, Illinois. Lifeline Conference 2023. 12 years of the Lifeline. June 23rd through 25th, 2023. At Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Registration fee is $50. You can register at Cash App. Hashtag RFPIM. At Zelle. At WeRestoreYou@Yahoo.com.
That's WeRestore, the letter U, at yahoo.com.
And at PayPal at www.WeRestoreU.org.
Please put T-shirt size in the memo section.
For more information, call 877-912-2027.
877-912-2027.
Or 708-825-1988. 708-825-1988. Lifeline Conference 2023.
12 years on the Lifeline.
June 23rd through 25th at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries in Harvey, Illinois. Right now, make plans to be there.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, thanks to God. We're looking forward to a power act day. And we're looking forward to great things unveiling for his people. We're looking for you, you and you, to be in a place in the building for our Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference 2023. It's going to be an awesome one. I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome. And we're looking forward to seeing you there for the conference. I'm telling you, I'm excited about what God is doing. And I'm excited about what God is allowing to happen. And I'm excited about what God has chosen for times like these for the life of his people and the things that he's doing through those great men and women of God and vessels. We're excited to see you here in the city, in the state of Illinois, for our Lifeline Conference 2023. It's going to be an awesome one, part of it, and to see many of you all who will be part of it with us as well. Thank God for you. All right, we're just 4 days away, 4 days away from our awesome time, our awesome light up San Antonio. Join us Sunday morning, 11 a.m. It will be a powerful time. And God is going to bless you. He's going to bless you. He's going to bless you. And we're looking to see you there for this awesome service and awesome time of the Lord. I'm so glad that God has chosen us to be able to have one church in two locations and touch the lives of his people and impact the lives of what he is doing for all of them. The glory of God, thanks to God. It's a powerful time. His love is on us. His strength is before us. He's with us and he's with you. And you are the men and women of God that he selected for such a time as this. Amen. So we're looking to see you in San Antonio, suburbs of San Antonio, metropolitan state of San Antonio, and the borders to join us for our Restoration Destiny Center, San Antonio. It's going to be a blessing. All right. Looking to see you. Sunday morning, I tell you, Sunday morning, 7:30, I will be doing our Facebook Live. We're going to be sharing the word of God with the people of God, as we always do. There's so many people that are listening in from around the United States and partnering with us. Thank you for your partnership and your covenant partnership with us. We appreciate you all as well, too. All right, thanks. There will be a word from the Lord at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry Sunday morning, 11 o'clock. Our worship, I'm excited about our praise. I'm excited about our worship team. I'm excited about the great vessels of the men and women of God there. I see the Elder Hunter, our team of powerful intercessors and prayer warriors, prophetic voices, and a ministry gift that God has mandated right there to bless the people of God. Excitement is always in the air when you are in the atmosphere of restoration. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, if you want to be a blessing today and sow a seed into the ministry, you can do that by going to Cash App Money Sign, RFPIF, or you can do it via Zelle, as we wish towards you, the letter U, at yahoo.com. You can do it there, or you can go to our website, and we restore you, the letter U.org. Let's restore you, the letter U.org. It's going to be a great, great time at this conference and in the Word of God. Join us anytime. We're on tomorrow morning. There will be a powerful word from the Lord for myself, yours truly, and Evangelist Selma Sydney, Mother Sydney. We let her be blessing the people 5 a.m. Central, 3 a.m. West Coast, and 6 a.m. Eastern Time. We're looking for a great time in the Lord. And many of our great intercessors and team that have just been coming, blessing the people, releasing the oil, touching the lives, ministering to God's people. It is such a prophetic time. And I thank God for all that the Lord is doing in these powerful vessels and kingdom leaders. We bless the Lord for you all on today. All right. Don't forget to register for Lifeline, Amen, 2023. The commercial gave the information. Administrator Brian will play the commercial again for us, for you all who are listening and join us. It's going to be June 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Powerful services. And they will be awesome. And we're looking to see you there, man of God, woman of God. We're looking to see you all there at those powerful services in the presence of the Spirit of God. Amen. All right. Join us with Drive Out with the Prophet. We have been traveling a lot, but we're going to kick in and say hello and share words from the Lord and even prayer, because we really need prayer like never before. It's essential to pray. It's essential to be in His presence. It's essential to follow Him in prayer. Administrator Bright, any final words over there?
No, sir. All lines are clear. It's a sound document.
Amen. All right. All right. Thank you, God. Thank you for Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry on our awesome, powerful Wednesday noon day. I'm telling you, we're at Sanctuary. I love to be in the sanctuary, just cultivating in the presence from 10 a.m. to 2. Just to lay on the floor, sit in the comfortable chairs and just get quiet, go downstairs in the fellowship hall and just go write and study. Summertime, AC is blasting. Wintertime, the heat is cooking. And anytime you come in, you will be able to eat, because there's a word from the Lord from the Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry team. Thank God for our great men and women of God there that are operating each department, touching people's lives on today. All right, thank you, God. Prophetess Tracy Powler, is there a word from the Lord? Prophetess Tina Rice, if there's a word from the Lord. Prophetess Toya, if there's a word from the Lord from any of you all, we will give you opportunity to release that. If there's a man and woman of God on here that flows in the prophetic realm and God has a word for us, we're going to give you opportunity to release that at this time, at this particular time. Hit star 6 and come on in. God bless you on today.
Praise the Lord, God bless everyone.
Praise the Lord.
People are in the spirit, we could just bless and send into things that have been called on, things we've been praying for, but you send into people that our hands love to be seen in order to capture the blessing. So today we're in people, just trusting to God all the more and pray and fast and just be in right being and just be in position. Be in position, let's go out of position. Now is not the time to fall out of position or to reach back to the old things or to overcome. Be double-minded. God, be safe. Spiritual stability is a must. That's what you're coming. That's what you're coming. Miracles are coming to this people. We got to be in position. Amen. And God bless you.
Amen. Prophetess Paula, we heard you real lightly. We didn't hear too much. Can you say that again so we can really hear you? I don't know if you're on your earpiece or your cell phone or the other earpiece. We heard just a little bit of what you were saying, and I didn't want to interrupt you. Sure. All right, we'll wait for you, woman.
I was saying that the Lord said for us to make sure we keep our hands clean in this hour. Keep our hands clean because there's plenty for blessing. People, things that can help us, things we've been waiting for, things we prayed for, even for our families. Many things. So we got to keep our hands clean in this hour that I've been able to keep what is spinning. We got to stay in position, trust, and pray like never before. Begin the fast. You don't have to wait for a book to fast. Begin the fast. That's supposed to be part of our life as a believer. Begin fast. Fast.
Keep your ears, keep your eyes on him. Not on everything that's going on around the world, but just trust in the power. Amen. And God bless you. Amen. Thank you, Prophetess Stacy Pollard. Thank you so much for releasing that to us. Anyone else today?
Dr. Matthew, can I make a statement, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, can you please let the people know that Desire to Sow for the launching of the San Antonio ministry, how to sow, is it through the regular cash apps and Zelles that we do?
They could do that, too. Yes.
Okay.
Do the Twitter.
Right. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Amen. We bless the Lord for the thanks of God. Thank you, Administrator. I appreciate that. And those of you who want to be a blessing to Restoration Destinies in San Antonio, you can do that as well through Cash App, Money Sign, RFPIM, Cash App, Money Sign, RFPIM, and be a blessing as well. We thank God for all of the great things that are happening there and all of the saints that are connecting. And we send in our condolences to the family of Tina Turner. She passed away today. The singer Tina Turner, she passed away. Many celebrities are leaving here. Three people are leaving here. Page 83, we're praying for her family. Amen. Tina Turner, she passed away on today. We're praying for her family. And many other families on today that lost loved ones. Amen. All right, saints, we love you all. Continue to stay in that place of the Lord. Yes, ma'am.
God just gave me something else. He said, angelic visitation.
Mm.
We're receiving angelic visitation in the power. When an angel comes to speak with us there, the Lord is going to happen instantaneously. Angelic visitation for his people in this hour. So when you see feathers around your house or around your property, you know that the angel was there. Know that it wasn't just a, that you wasn't just tripping around. Know that the angel visited you. Angelic visitation and messenger. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Love you.
God bless you too, woman of God. We thank you. And you know, someone else mentioned that to me. Someone mentioned it to me as well that that there's going to be a very heavy, that's a prophetic confirmation, especially prophetic, what God is doing, because there's going to be many things the Lord is doing concerning his people in this hour, concerning angelic visitation. And we're excited about that because he's going to hasten his word to perform it quickly. For many of us. And I just thank God for what he is doing right now for many of the people. Amen. We love you all. Thank God for you all. And we celebrate all of the things the Lord is doing at this very moment for the saints of God. Amen. We appreciate you and thanking God for you at this moment for all that he's releasing in the now of our life at this moment. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you so much. Thank you, woman of God. Appreciate you once again. Love you so much. Thank you, people of God. Love you all. Thank you so much for your prayers and your support for us. My dad is 81, his 81st birthday. Those of you blessed souls, we appreciate it. He was just honored for
my dad's 81st birthday. It's an honor. Thank you so much. All right, people of God, bless you on today. We're doing great and mighty things and trusting the Lord. Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to say this is something new for me, but there's a young lady listening in, and the Lord told me to tell her to be encouraged. There's a lot that she's going through that she cannot, because of her position, she cannot tell anyone the things that she's going through. But God says pretty soon he's going to bring someone her way that she's going to be able to confide in and to pray with her. And God says, just hang on in there. Your help is on the way. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, woman God. You said there's somebody on here. I want to make sure I heard that. Someone on here that God is.
That someone is listening, and they cannot even chime in, but they're listening because they want the help. They need help. But because of the position that they're in, they cannot even tell anyone the things that they're going through. But God says, help is on the way. Hang in there.
Yeah. Bless the Lord. Thank you so much for sharing that and releasing that. Amen. I'm trying to appreciate that. Wow. Thank God for the Lord speaking. Amen. God is good. He'll speak to us. And we thank you, God, for those who have an ear to hear. Yes, Lord Jesus. It is so. Mighty God. Mighty God. Amen. Mighty God. Yes. Come on in. Come on in, woman of God. And release what the Lord gave you. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Star 6 and you can come in. Amen. There it is.
Okay, there it is. All right. Bless you, Prophetess Evangelist TZ. This is what I want to share. And, you know, this is, I'm going to release it just like it came to me. At 5:51 a.m. this morning, this came to me. Right out of my spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, it sounded just like this. Ladies and gentlemen, I have an announcement, and it sounded official, and it came through the news. It was somebody official standing at a podium saying, ladies and gentlemen, I have an announcement. May I have your attention? May I have your attention? It sounded official, and it came from the news. So I just wanted to release that. You know, I know it's lining up with you saying that some things the Lord has been speaking and showing you that there is some things getting ready to come forward. So I wanted to release what I heard right out of my spirit at 5:51 this morning when I came out of my sleep.
Amen. Thank you, woman of God. Evangelist Teasley. It's powerful. I was sharing with Administrator Brian yesterday, and then I think the conference that I had yesterday morning, when I awakened, it was actually 2 days in a row, kind of a disturbing thing. And I showed Administrator Brian yesterday morning, too, and then shared it with the conference man. I said, man, I feel the death demon. I sense it heavy, that death spirit in the land. I felt it so heavy. And then I heard in the spirit realm, I heard women weeping. I heard a woman weeping like they were weeping so profusely. Like if you read the book of Lamentation, it was a weep of death, like so much death. And it was very heavy. It was yesterday. And it was strong. And I could hear the wailing, the women wailing. And I woke up to look around. And I still was hearing the sound, but I didn't see nobody. I looked around. I looked out, didn't see nobody. It was a wailing in the spirit. And so we have to pray for families, loved ones, and people against this death demon, death spirit on the rise, on the horizon. Amen. We're praying for God's people and lifting them up as well. Amen. Thank you. Now, those of you who want to be a blessing to Restoration Destiny Center, Tonio, you can do it via Cash App Money Sign, RFPIM, Restoration Destiny Center. We're doing a lot there now. Things are happening there right now in terms of getting things ready for Sunday. We're getting a lot of good reports, getting a lot of people reaching out to us. So we appreciate your seeds that you're sowing to Restoration Destiny Center, San Antonio, Texas. Amen. We bless the Lord for what he's doing there now and what he's getting ready to do there. We were there for our conference, but prior to that, we were there for service, and God really moved over the lives of the people, and we're excited about that. All right. Now, before we go, anyone else, did I mute anyone? Star 6, Prophetess Toya. Amen. Did the Lord give you anything for us? Any other the prophetic people? Hallelujah. All right. Thank God for Apostle Myri Simmons, Prophetess Brenda Bain, bless you. Evangelist Marshall, bless you. Thank you on today. Administrator, thank you, Pastor Wylinda Brown. Thank you for joining us, our intercessor, night intercessor. We appreciate you. Evangelist Benita Taylor, bless you, powerful woman of God. We bless the Lord for you as well. I'm telling you, I'm just excited. Prophetess Simmons, bless you as well, woman of God. Marjorie, thank you, Mother Daly, bless you. And so many people who have joined us, amen. Angie Ziegler, bless you, woman of God. We appreciate you as well. Thank you, God. Mother Sydney, bless you as well. Thanking God for you and you on here and many other people. Evangelist Harris, bless you as well today. In the saints of God. All right. Anyone else? What did you, prophetess? I'm sorry. Were you getting ready to say
good
something?
Evening. Yes. Good evening. Good evening, prophet and people of God. Just a short word that God has given me some time. He's just saying he's calling his warriors, his children to the forefront. He said it's not the time to be lackadaisical, but to be attentive to the voice of God. He's speaking directly to his children. He said, we must be ready to hear what he's saying. He said, he speaks clear, but do my children hear me? That's what he was saying. And then he also said, but get ready, though. He said, get ready for the too good to be true moment. He said, it is God. It will be good, and it is true. He said, that prepare plan to promote to your next is here, and to God be the glory. Thank you, Prophet, for giving me the opportunity to give a word. Thank you, and God bless
Amen.
You.
Bless you, too. All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, woman of God. Thank you so much. We appreciate that, prophetess of the Lord. Okay. Anyone else? Taylor, did you want to say something, woman of God? Appreciate you on today. All right. Okay, thanks to God. Love you. Stay in that place of God. Continue to impact the nation with your sound and your frequency in your life. We love you all. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless you all.
The Lifeline Prophetic Conference. The Ron Matthews Ministries presents Lifeline Conference 2023.
On the Lifeline.
It happens June 23rd through 25th, 2023 at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor. Lifeline Conference 2023. This year's theme, go big or don't go at all. It kicks off June 23rd at 7 p.m. It's Praise and Worship with Prophet Jamon Durante, Fayetteville, North Carolina. And then, Apostle Myri Simmons of Hampton, Virginia. On June 24th at 10 a.m., get ready for Prophetess Barbara Gaines from Orlando, Florida. On June 24th at 7 p.m.,
It's Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Harvey, Illinois.
Also, Dr. LaRon Matthews will be honored on this night.
Sunday, June 25th at 11 a.m. It's Prophetess Selena Randall of Chicago, Illinois.
Lifeline Conference 2023.
12 years of the Lifeline.
June 23rd through 25th, 2023. At Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
Registration fee is $50. You can register at Cash App. Hashtag RFPIM. At Zelle.
At WeRestoreYou@Yahoo.com.
That's WeRestore@Yahoo.com.
And at PayPal
at www.WeRestoreYou.org.
Please put t-shirt size in the memo section.
For more information, call 877-912-2027.
877-912-2027.
Or 708-825-1988. 708-825-1988. Lifeline Conference 2023.
12 years on the Lifeline.
June 23rd through 25th at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries in Harvey, Illinois. Right now, make plans to be there.
Dr. LaRon Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on LaRon Matthews' Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., a powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. LaRon Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027. For rates and available times, to receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.WeRestoreYou.org.
That's www.WeRestoreU.org.
God bless you.